Bethany Frankel here from Just Be with Bethany Frankel, and I am just going to say it. The drinks aisle needs an intervention. Bottles, cans, all promising health and wellness, but after a glug, you just shrug. Then there's Synergy Kombucha, real kombucha. Synergy supports mind and body through your gut with 9 billion probiotics. Yep, 9 billion probiotics. Can you even count that high? In flavors you will love. No hype, just quality, taste, and real benefits. That's kombucha made the right way. Don't chase fads. Choose standards. DM at Synergy Kombucha on Instagram with the code TheRealKombucha to get a free bottle while supplies last. Synergy, the kombucha with standards.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody else, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the contact section and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Welcome to another members episode. We got you covered here with the Merk merch and Merkel films. Go ahead and check it out. Merkmerch.com for all your Merkel Media apparel needs. We got a new t-shirt coming very, very soon. Members, you're going to have first crack at it. Very excited about it. If you are in the app, then you know all about what it is. I'm very excited about it though. And also check out MerkelFilms.com for your on-demand streaming. We got you covered. Three documentaries there. More to come very, very soon. And last but not least, if you are a member and you have not logged into the brand new app, I highly suggest you do it because the old app doesn't work anymore. So stop emailing me saying the app doesn't work. It works. You just have to download the new one. But also, once you get in there, it's a brand new experience because it is a social media platform that we created that houses the extra content in it. So you're missing out on a lot if you're a member right now and you're not logging in. Go ahead, check it out today. Now, today we have Patrick on the show, and Patrick is the father of Patty, who was previously on the show talking about her experiences dealing with some very dark things when it came to her practices with yoga and her studies that she traveled all over the world with. Well, her father used to be a shaman, and his story and how he went from being a shaman to finding faith in Christ is one that is miraculous, to be honest with you. So let's get to Patrick and his story right now. All right, today we have Patrick on the show. Patrick, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So listen, you know, it's not every day that I have a guest on that is brought to me by the child of a former guest, you know. So today we have Patrick on, and he is the father of Patty from episode 677. And me and Patty had a great conversation. I think it was probably going on, I think it was going on a year now. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
But I remember her talking about you, and the what stands out to me about that conversation was you, and I think your wife as well, but I know you had this like spiritual transformation at one point where you left what you were involved in and became a Christian. But I don't think Patty was on the same page at first. And it wasn't until she had things going on. She's like, "Dad, can Jesus help me?" And you're like, "Yep." And she's like, "Sold." But I'm definitely excited to hear your background and your story. And just to kind of lay some groundwork for the audience, we're going to start off from the days before you were a shaman, and you're going to lead into, you know, how this all developed for you. And at the end of the show, you are going to be sharing a word with us that you were woken up out of your sleep on December 14th. And you believe that the Holy Spirit gave you a word for the audience that's going to be listening. So I'm excited to hear that as well. So I'm going to hand it over to you. And we're going to start this ball rolling. How did this all unfold for you in your life? I guess you weren't born a shaman, right?
No. Yes, no.
Really? Okay.
So from the email I sent you, I gave you a little details and of what I did. And I didn't mention any of the ancestral things, my ancestry. So, like, I feel like most people, there's hidden influences in their life that they don't understand that's working on their life at the time, at when they're born, even before they're born. There could be like a generational trauma. It could be generational ceremonies, covenants, that sort of thing, that are influencing their life at the moment. And they don't really understand why their life isn't going in the direction that it's going. And for me personally, I grew up in a Irish Catholic household, and my father was from a line, like my last name says Dwyer, but it's actually O'Dwyer. And the O'Dwyer clan were Ireland's oldest Gaelic noble or aristocratic houses. And they are descendant from the king of Spain, the King Melissus of Spain. And their coat of arms goes back to Hermann, which is King Melissus of Spain's son. And he invaded Ireland and contended with the Tuatha Dé Nann that were in Ireland, and they were the pagan gods, represented the pagan gods there. And they decided to divide the land between them. So the Milesians, as they were called, the sons of Mill of Spain, was the king of Spain. And the Milesians divided Ireland between them, and the Tuatha Dé Nann took the lower world, the Milesians took the upper world. The world above, and the Tuatha Dé Nann took the world below. That's where the fairy realm comes from, and the Lord of the Rings and things like that. So all these myths and stories are actually real. And people think they're not real. And so my descendants had a number of castles. They had 8 to 9 castles in the southern part of Ireland. And they reigned there. They ruled there as more or less of a military group for the bloodlines and of the invaders. The they were descendants of the Milesians from northern Spain, and if you follow them back through their history, they actually come from Scythia and Egypt, and they're mixed into those bloodlines there. And around the time of the Exodus, basically, this is when they were kind of formed there. And they go into the royal house of the Scythian royal bloodlines. So, that being said, move fast forward. England invades Ireland. They and you know what? When people that have power tend to make little slip-ups because they think they're powerful and we can hold on to our nose at a higher authority, right? So this is what they did. My family ancestry did. They took a castle there that belonged to allies of the English Cromwellian army, and they paid for it. So it's much like snubbing your nose at the bully, but you know he's going to beat up, right? You know he's going to beat you up,
yeah. Right?
Or a cop arrests you, and you know you make things worse by opening your mouth, right? And so this is kind of what they did back then in the 1600s. So all their wealth and all their power was taken from them. They were dispersed. They were dispersed through Europe, basically. And a lot of them ended up in the Habsburg dynasty armies and the Romanov armies in Russia. And the bloodlines that were in Europe and that needed military support. So they moved that way. And so and most of them were dispersed from their lands, and all of them really. And that's part of the history that I came from. And so fast forward now to I'm growing up in Canada on the East Coast, and I'm reading Gary Wayne's book. And I'll just mention his book because he mentions the Tuatha Dé Nann in there in the Milesian invasion in Ireland. And he says the Celtic kings were always ceremonially wed with mother goddesses. The Druids then kept these genealogies of Irish kings stretching back into the mists of time. So my ancestors were a bloodline of those Celtic kings. So if they were ceremonially wed to mother goddesses, that means that your bloodline is connected to that people, those beings, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, moving forward, you're in the 20th century, and so, perhaps there's a reason why I can enter these realms so easily, right? This is what got me thinking about this. It's like my two sisters are like this too. They're very psychic and easy ability to travel in the different realms. And so we don't know how that affects our life fully, but I think there's an aspect to it that can bring ramifications into your life, right? So because you're actually connected to that realm, right? So this will make more sense as we go along, because I have a story about that and in the journey into the upper world, and it'll make more sense. as we talk about it. So just make a note that I got to go back to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So trauma. I'd like to talk a little bit about that because it's so important. And trauma follows us. And it could come from our previous ancestral background, right? And I made a note like about trauma. It says trauma to demons and evil spirits is like blood in the water to sharks, right? So when we experience trauma, they sense the weakness and they come like a school of sharks into the
blood.
That's
powerful. Yeah, that's powerful.
And, yeah, and they seek an opportunity to undermine our spiritual destiny, our spiritual strength. And we were created in the image of God. And they want to, whether we believe that or not, they believe it, right? And whether we believe in the supernatural realm or the evil spirits or demons, it doesn't matter because they believe in us, right? Mm-hmm. And they want to take our destiny from us. So they would rather us not fulfill our destiny by way of overdose, murder, like suicide, accidents, tragedy. They're constantly in motion, guiding our steps toward that. And so now we think we're living in one reality, but actually we're not. We're living in two realities at once, if that makes sense.
It does to me. It does to me.
Yeah, good. So I'll get through this really quickly, but it's emotional. It could be emotional to people that hear it, and it could resonate with them, right? As touching a memory or something. So just a little bit about myself. When I was younger, I had an illness, a life-threatening illness. I recovered, and it was called encephalitis. And shortly before that, my life was normal. It was like it was full of light, right? And I knew I was a bit different from everybody else, like, right? But after that illness, I was about 15, and things changed. They went sideways. And I got into a wrong group of people. I got into drugs. I'd overdosed on drugs, on PCP. And it's funny, like, I had a dream too, like a few nights ago. When I was younger, I watched the TV program. It was James Brown wrecking a truck downtown LA somewhere, right? And he was on PCP, right? And he had a real bad addiction to it. But I saw he popped into my dream a couple of nights ago, right? So he knew I was going to talk about this, right? The spirits, not him per se, but the spirits that knew I was going to speak about this, right?
Yeah, like a familiar spirit or a mimicking spirit.
That's right. They just popped in James Brown in my dream and said, "Hey, man." Mm-hmm. So that's a very powerful drug. And it took me 2 years to recover from that. I overdosed on that drug. And there was heroin in it as well. So, but when I was in rehab, the Holy Spirit came to me through a gentleman, and he sat down on my bunk and he started reading the Bible to me. And I was like, this guy's crazy, right? This was in the 70s, right? In the late 70s. And I listened to him, you know, okay, yeah, sure. And when he got up, he said, "And don't forget the lamb." And I said, "Okay, I don't know what that means, but, you know, whatever, right?" I walked over to my window and looked on the ground outside. And it was in the springtime. The snow was melting on the grass. There was a perfect shape of a ram's head on the grass down below the building that I was in. And I said, "Hey, that's weird. I'm probably seeing things." So I went away and had a coffee, came back again, looked on the ground. Yeah, sure enough, still there. The eyes, the horns, right? And I filed that memory in my mind going forward, right? But I didn't know at the time what it meant. It was the Holy Spirit trying to come and talk to me, right? through all this trauma. And so eventually I got out of the place I was in with the drugs, and I recovered. But during that time, I met this lady, and I was enamored with her because I wanted something stable and like a family. I was getting older then, and I just needed to settle down and need a normal relationship. But her relationship, her situation wasn't that great. Like, she had two children. You know how you kind of want to try to fix people? You yeah. think you can make things right, but it doesn't work. And you're doing everything yourself, right? You're not. When you're on your own, you're on your own, right? If you don't have any support with you, as in spiritual support and understanding that you're on the wrong track, you kind of tend to make these mistakes, right? So I made the mistake of hooking up with this lady, and she was of Inuit descent, like Eskimo descent, we'll say. I know that's not politically correct now to say Eskimo, but I don't care.
This is a safe zone, sir. This is a safe zone. Nobody's going to cancel you here. Nobody's going to cancel you here.
So she was dealing with manic depression. And I figured, okay, well, I went through all my stuff. I figured, well, that's okay. You know, it'll work out. No, it didn't work. And during the lead up to this, us moving in together, there was a party. And at that party, I felt a presence at that party around me. I was out on the balcony having a smoke or something. And I knew there was a presence here. An evil presence, like overwhelming presence. And it almost seemed like, wow, like this is, I'm in a zone where I don't know where I am, right? Right? And it's almost like you're in this reality, but not really. There's a heaviness, a heavy presence around you. And it's coming from some presence near you. I didn't know it at the time, but it was coming from her, right? And so we moved in together, and things weren't working out. Like, she stopped taking medications she was supposed to, stopped doctor's appointments, things like that. And I tried to, like, keep everything together, but I came to the realization that, no, this is not working, so we got to kind of separate this, right? Before that could take place, I was woken up in the morning with a scream, and it was one of the kids. She had two kids, 8 and 10 years old. She had stabbed one of the little kids, 8 years old, and killed him.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not-not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not-not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
It's tax season, and by now we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.